Praise his name. You happy to be out? Let's stand together if you would. Just bow our heads. We open the service. Heavenly Father, Lord, we're truly so thankful every opportunity we have. Lord, and it's a privilege. Lord, we ask, Father, as you've promised, that you'd be here with us. Lord, just flow from breast to breast, Lord, and just meet every need here, Lord. May we feel your spirit. May we get strength one from another. Lord, and revelation from your word, may it help us in our walk with you. Lord, bless us now. Draw us ever closer to thee, we ask. And Lord, every phase of the service tonight, may you get the glory and honor in it. For Lord, that's what we want. Lord, we just want to praise you and raise you up. We ask all this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We love you so. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn with me if you'd like on page 427, a little portion of Only Believe. Hallelujah. There's a river of life. Amen. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Bring up, oh well, within my soul. Bring up, oh well, and make me whole. Amen. Bring up, oh well, give to me that life abundantly. Amen. Oh, there's a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. There's a river of life flowing out of me. Bring up, oh well, within my soul. Bring up, oh well, and make me whole. Bring up, oh well, and give to me thy life abundantly. Amen. The river of life flowing out of you. Amen. That all can see it. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Page 556. Another little course. Amen. Hallelujah. There we go. If that same spirit, is it in you, saints? Hallelujah.
If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you. Or if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwells in you, oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwells in you, amen. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. Oh, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, oh, dwell in you. Oh, it will quicken your mortal body. If that spirit dwell in you, oh, it will quicken. If that spirit dwell in you,
Amen. Praise his holy name for his sweet Holy Spirit. Amen. Page 151. Amen. One of them. One of them that the Spirit dwells in. Hallelujah. Amen.
There are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Oh, glory to his name. I'm so glad. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Although these people may not learn in thee, nor boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide his power is yet the same. I'm so glad. Amen. Are you glad? Hallelujah. Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say amen. Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, they were gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost. Our poor service came. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, one of them. Of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, come my brothers, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul aflame. It is burning. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I'm so glad that I can say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say amen. Sing it again. Oh, one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say one of them. Oh, one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
You can say it. Hallelujah. From the depths of your heart. Amen. Page 169. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Amen.
Oh, my heart sings today, sings with joy and gladness. Jesus saves, satisfies, banishes my sadness. Peace is gone. Like to a river, Jesus is wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he's wonderful, wonderful. Jesus is to me Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Amen. Oh, once a slave, now I'm free, free from condemnation. Jesus gives liberty and a full salvation. Now the sins of the past have been all forgiven. is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer. Oh, living here with my Lord in a holy union, day by day, all the way, having sweet communion. Oh, what change grace hath wrought in my lowly station, since my soul's received that poet. Amen. Oh, yes, he's wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Almighty God is he. Oh, he's saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name.
Amen. Oh, is he wonderful to you? Do you really love him? Amen. Love to tell him how much he's done for me. Amen. He's so precious, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Praise his name. Bless the blessing, if you will.
Lord, we thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord. And pray you'll have preeminence in everything we say and do. Bless this service, bless this offering, for helping your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, oh, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh, I have been, amen, sing it. Oh, I'm redeemed
by love divine.
Oh, glory, glory, oh, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh, I have been, amen. Oh, I'm redeemed by love divine. Oh, glory, glory, Christ is mine. Oh, all to him I now resign. Oh, I have been redeemed. Amen. All redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Amen. How many have something on your heart? A need, request? Hallelujah. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we're so glad tonight to be here, Lord. And so glad, Lord, that I knew I've been redeemed, Lord.
Yes,
I look at my life, Lord, and I know, dear God, that you redeemed me from a life of hell, Lord. And my God, set me on the path, Lord, to, my God, to walk with you, Lord, and to do thy will. That's a desire of my heart, Lord. I pray that's a desire of every heart here tonight, Lord, is that do thy will, O God, and to walk pleasing in your sight, that we might give glory and honor to thy name in this hour and age that we're living in. We pray tonight you meet the needs of the people, Lord. Whatever the need might be, whether it be a spiritual need or a physical need or a material need, we pray to God to meet the need, Lord. And we pray for those, Lord, that are not able to be here tonight. We pray, dear God, you'd comfort their hearts, Lord, and their soul, Lord, and strengthen and encourage them, we pray, Father, and ask you now to bless thy word as it comes forth. Anoint the speaker, Lord, and anoint the words that he shall speak, Lord, and thy God, it might bring glory and honor to thy name. Amen. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Would you have a song tonight, sister? You come.
his life so that he might understand what it would be like to be a mortal man. He has compassion. He knows just how you feel. There were times he wondered what his next meal would be. So many times that his body was tired and weak. He conquered for you. He's waiting to be touched by faith. So reach out and touch him. Touch him by faith. There is nothing that would please him more than if you held his head in his hands. He felt the aches and pains of a mortal man. He understands it. He knows what you're going through. So when it feels like your heart is ready to break, you cry, "Dear Lord, I don't how much more I can take." He's right beside you. He's waiting to be touched by faith. So reach out and touch him. Touch him by faith. There is nothing more than if you would reach out today. There's nothing too big, nothing too small. He understands. He went through it all. He's there to heal. He's there to save. So touch him by nothing too big, nothing too small. He understands. He went through it all. He's there to heal. He's there to save. So touch him by faith.
Let's all stand if you would. Sing a little chorus, "Only Believe." Ask our brother to come.
Only believe. Only believe. Possible. Oh.
bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, we just want to tell you we love you, Lord, and appreciate you, and so thankful again that you gave us this opportunity to gather here, Lord. And Father, this is the very serious time of the service now, Lord, and Father, which we must stand before your word. And Father, again, we must measure ourselves by your word, not by ourselves. It's very unwise to do so, Lord, if we try to measure ourselves by something we've done or what we think or what we feel. But Lord, we always want to keep that word always before us. And we ask that you would speak to each one of our hearts now and just enlighten us, Lord, to be encouraged to press on, Lord, like we never have before in this dark and dismal and dangerous time which we live. We pray now thy will be done as we commit ourselves unto you for service. In your glorious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. While you're still standing, if you'd like to just turn with us again to the book of Exodus, and we'll refresh our minds to that little scripture we read Sunday morning. Exodus 12th chapter, and we'll read from the 11th down to about the 13th verse. Amen. You thankful to be here?
Amen.
Amen. By God's grace, I'm so thankful to be here. All right, Exodus 12th chapter, and let's read 11th to the 13th verse. "And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. And ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." And may the Lord bless again the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Again, just to refresh your mind and to get it, just think about it, how that a serious a time that was. You know, here the word of God was given to them, and they knew that they had to do as they was commanded to do, or they was going to lose their firstborn. And we sometimes it's hard for us to realize, I really believe today, yet how serious this token is in this hour, and how we must have it, and how it must be on display, and living and acting through our lives. And as I said the other day, you know, it's so amazing how people will so greatly take care of the flesh, but when it comes to their soul, it seems like it has no value to it. You know, when you compare what they feel as far as what sometimes they do fleshly wise and versus spiritual. And it's kind of a sad thing to see go on in this day, because like I say, we live in a time, we know we should do what we need to do to take care of our body and so forth, and we should do that. But sometimes that is more important than the soul part of it. It's just like this thing going on now, you know, that's they just keep closing things and more things going on and just turning the world upside down as far as the stocks and people worried about jobs and all kinds of things. It's just turned into a great panic state. And like I say, and sometimes we'll worry so much about the flesh part of us, you know, of am I going to get this? And I don't want to get this, that, and the other. And we get so nervous about it, some people do, and they get so tense about it, you know, in which we should do things to guard against it and so forth. But yet sometimes, you know, if we put that much effort in our soul, we'd probably be a lot better people, you know, because it seems like we're so worried about losing the flesh and dying and the fear of death being there and everything, and it's as I said, to me, it's a shame. You know, it's people don't have their, their heart's desire, their goal in the right place, you know. And like I say, and it wasn't very long ago, I was telling you, some hard times was going to come. And this ain't even nothing yet. It's nothing yet. So, you know, if people are getting so in such a panic state now with what's going on, my, imagine what's going to happen later. Because, you know, and sometimes, like I say, if people ain't, you know, even people that claim to be Christians, if they ain't right in Christ and where they need to be, they can flow right into that panic state and look like the rest of the world. And we don't want to do that because we are pilgrims and strangers during this land. And we're a different people. And we act different. We live different. We think different. And, you know, you don't have to, you know, even the men I work with on the job are getting so worried. And you know, of course, people think, well, the job I've got, people's always going to wreck cars. Well, the thing of it is, it's already changing things because parts is becoming a situation. And not as being people driving now and different, just all kind of different things. And they get all worried and frustrated, you know, and wonder what they're going to do and all that. But I'm so thankful there is peace in the time of trouble, you know, because we're going to have a lot of troubles, believe me. A lot of troubles is yet to come. But like I say, I'm so thankful. But the thing of it is, what holds us to that place? We'll find out, maybe not tonight, because I don't like holding you too long on Thursday night, but we'll find out. That token's what will hold you there. It's in that peaceful state. Yes. That's where you know that God's promises belong to you. Yeah. That's where you know that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know, without the token, it's just wishful words that goes out of our mouth, you know. Oh, I know He'll never leave me and He'll never forsake me. He's a wonderful God and all this, that, and the other. It's just all wishful mouth tones and sounds going out of our lips without the token. You have no assurance without that token. None. You have no peace without that token, you see. So may we listen very closely, again, with what I want to read this evening and think about what's going on. And as far as, you know, with what we will end up doing, I don't know. I don't know if they'll end up saying that we can't gather, you know, with the amount of people we've got or not. I think it's around 50 now. They're saying that they don't want you to or whatever. And, you know, like I say, I don't know how bad it'll get. But I know this one thing. He is always with me. You see? He is my shelter. He is my rock. He is my Jehovah Jireh, the great provider. He will take care of us, you see. I believe that with all my heart, you see. I believe that with all my heart. If I didn't, I wouldn't say that. But like I say, I have not begun to get even the least worried about anything. No. And God knows my heart. That's just as great a piece of my heart as there ever was, you see. And like I say, but you know, if you're not sure and you don't have really what you need, you're going to get scared. You're going to get worried. You're going to be afraid of everything, have a fear of everything. And like I say, I'm not saying not use common sense about things. But the thing of it is, if you're in Christ, He is your leadership. Yes. He will tell you what to do. He will lead you what to do. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. Is that right? Amen. Amen. Now, God don't lie. No. He'll tell you exactly what to do through all these times. Yeah, it ain't just good times going on. He'll lead you through the hard and the bad times, the mountains, the valleys, and all the tests and trials if you open your heart to Him and let Him have His way in your life, you see. And that token truly is there. In this message of token, I'd like to refresh your mind back to something here he said. We read Sunday, and then we'll go on to some other quotes here. But he's saying here, I'll repeat again, he's on paragraph 47 in the message token. Now, this was one he preached September 1st, 1963. He said, now, what is first a token? It's a word that's commonly used among English-speaking people. Like I said, I want to read this because I want you to keep that in mind, what he's saying here. especially here in America, a token is really, in a dictionary, it says a token is a sign. It's a sign of a fare, a price paid. The fare, or a price, a required price that has been paid. Okay? Like a fare on a railroad or a fare on a bus line. You go in to purchase your fare, and then they give you a token. And that token cannot be spent for nothing else but to that railroad line. And it is a token to the railroad company that you have paid your fare. It's a token, and you can't spend it for nothing else. It doesn't work on any other line. It just works on the line, that line only. It's a token. Now, down here that we're speaking of, he says, is where we're starting it, is God is saying to Israel, the blood of the Lamb is a token for you. Israel's lamb slain was Jehovah's required token. Now, again, keep in mind, God required this token for Israel of killing that lamb, putting that blood upon the doorpost so that everybody passing by, and even including the death angel, could see that blood on that doorpost. Now, it was requirement. And that requirement, if they didn't meet that requirement, death struck. Now, he shows and relates it all to this day in which we live. If this token he speaks about in here isn't on display in your life, in my life, death comes. Okay? No life, death. Okay? And there's no assurance. No. You don't really know what God has given you. Nothing really belongs to you, if you want to put it that way. Nothing really belongs to you. Not any of his promises belong to you without this token. Now, back then, if they would have took it lightly, the death angel would have struck and killed that firstborn. God kept his word and done exactly what he said he would do. Okay? And same thing he'll do today. He's got a requirement. If the requirement isn't completely met, like he said it had to be met, we ain't going to make it. That's just all there is to it, you see. So we should really pay attention to what he's saying in here. Because as I was ending in last Sunday and thinking about, again, what the prophet said, especially being in the most deceitful age, most deceiving age that ever was. Now think of that. To where really individuals could believe they're Christians. They could actually think they're Christians. And they're not. Now just think how close that is. For the human mind and their spirit working within them, human spirit working within them, and to where they can actually begin to walk through the day, have actions, and live life, and really think, really, really honestly think. I'm not pretending. They really think that they are Christians. If there was ever a day truly that's being fulfilled, it is this day. Because people can, especially following this message, they can get to reading these things and they can intellectually agree with it. And then they think, well, praise God, you know, I'm one of these believers because I can believe that word. When there's so much of the requirements that comes from and out of that word that they don't pay attention to. But yet they'll sit there and listen to it, they'll read it, they'll listen to Brother Branham speaking. They'll listen to his messages. They'll come to the end and listen to the mighty, powerful healings going on and all these things taking place. And yet begin to listen to things and start thinking, I'm a Christian because I believe these things. Can you imagine that? When these messages, like the token, these messages like Paul Prisoner, these messages like Future Home, all these messages, Christ and Mr. Garville, all these things, and so many of the things that was brought in many of these messages are not made manifest through the flesh, tabernacle, body, that the mind's thinking it's a Christian, they're a believer, And yet the actions doesn't come forth of what they're saying they believe. Because, see, it's easy to say you're a Christian. It's easy to go along for a long time and be a good person. It's easy to go along for and begin to agree in with the Word and try to be a better person. It's so easy. Yeah. But when it comes down to hardships in life, trials, the real fiery test that hits, then things begin to just break up and fall away on that word. And, I thought I was a Christian. I thought I was a believer. And those are the times that we're really tested and tried to see really what we are. To see really what is on the inside. What do we really believe? What is really? Are we really truly filled with the Spirit of God? Did you see Christ when he was walking on the earth? One day he would serve God and he'd have to stand maybe before Pilate and had to go through those things. And the next day was he ready to give up? Well, he said, I can't do this. And he changed it. Maybe did you see it in the scripture anywhere? It says, I changed my mind. I'm not going to cross and die for these people. Did you ever see that? You won't find it nowhere, friends. And if that same spirit that was in him, not a different one, he said it was the same spirit, dwells in you, it'll quicken even these mortal bodies. The prophet showed us in Who's Melchizedek in these different messages how that same spirit would bring this body under subjection. If the Bible would say, do this, do that, the body would quickly come subject to it. Now, are we going to be a people that changes that? I mean, the real reality of this message and the real life of this message, the real grit of it, the real true life of it. Are we going to try to change that? Thousands are changing it and trying to. But it ain't going to work, friends. Still somewhere among all those people trying to change things to suit their daily needs and their cares of life, there's a true that word is going to live and manifest through their life. Truly that token will be on display. Though there may be thousands that agree that message is right, agree the prophet, it was the prophet of the age, agree it was Malachi 4 or Revelation 10:22, all these things, agree with it, it's right. But there's going to be a people, I can assure you, through his word, that's going to come out living it, friends. Going to express it, regardless of the test, regardless of the trials, it's going to come out. And what's most people today when they claim to be Christians doing? When they go through the rough times, hard times, they want God to change things to suit their little ways. Instead of accepting what God has placed in their path and asking, as the prophet said, and proving his word, said, Lord, change my mind to meet you, Lord, what you want. Not sitting there trying to change God to meet your little situation. And that's what we always try to do. We try to, even in circumstance right now, we're trying to change God, trying to change things to meet, to give us a better, happier life. Yeah. Make it easier on us. When we should be saying, Lord, let thy will be done in my life. If you let the dollar go clear to the bottom and it has no value, and they even totally do away with the dollar bill, so be it, Lord. You know exactly what you're doing. Amen. Not my will, but thine be done. But people ain't that way. Right now, so-called Christians are trying to struggle to meet the thing of what's going on and try to change things. You ain't going to change nothing. It's all going to happen exactly the way God pre-planned it. Already seen it happen. You see? And like I say, even to right now, this is still the good times. Oh, yeah. As we would call it carnally speaking, this is still the good times. Yeah. People still got some food to eat. People still got a roof over their head. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you, friends, it's coming. I believe with all my heart. And this may not be the thing yet that does the full thing and brings a full pressure on that bride. But friends, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. He says here, paragraph 67, and now, we read that. It's going down. He was talking about him being Christ being the perfect lamb. Then the blood was a token or identification. The blood identified what he said, that the worshiper had slain the lamb and accepted the lamb and applied the token to himself, that he was not ashamed. Now think of that. And look at the people today that claims to be believers. Some can even be preachers and everything else, and ashamed of this gospel. Ashamed to even pray over their food. Ashamed to go in a restaurant and pray over their food. Ashamed to talk about the Lord in front of other people. Ashamed. But what this was going to do, there wouldn't be no ashamed to it, friends. No. It's going to be real. Something alive in our life. He didn't care who saw it. No. No, I didn't care who saw it. He wanted everybody to see it. And it was placed in such a position that everybody passing by could see that token. Is that how we feel? That we want everybody to see that token in our life? Or do we walk around through the day and maybe through a sit with our associates and around the people in the world and different things, maybe the grocery store and everything, I still want to talk a little bit like the world so they won't get too feeling too, you know, ucky about me that I'm a Christian, you know. And we'll get to using words like they use, and we'll have actions like they have, and just try to stay just a little bit like the world, just enough so, because we don't want to feel too out of place. I'm going to tell you, when you got the real thing, friends, you're going to know you're out of place. Yeah. You're going to know you don't fit in with the world. And they're going to know you're real and genuine. Then when they look at you, they're going to say, there is a real Christian right there. There's a real one. Yeah. They don't have to sit there in that state of saying, oh, I don't know if they're really real or not. I've heard so much about Christianity and people going to church and all this stuff. You know, oh, I don't know if that's a real one or not. No, they're going to know you're real. 100%. He wanted everybody to see it, and it was placed in such a position that everybody passing by could see that token. Could see when it was above the doorpost. Anybody that walked by could see that blood was up there. Do they see that token on you? Everywhere you're at, whoever walks by you, do they see something way different about you? Oh my. See, many people want to be Christians. And they like to do it secretly. Now you may think, oh, Brother Steve, you don't have to read that. Well, maybe we better. Because maybe some in our own midst has got a little bit of problem that God knows all about. Okay? Said, so nobody would know that they were Christians. That's what they want. See, they're associates they run around with. Some of them think, well, now I want to be a Christian, but I don't want so-and-so to know about it. Uh-huh. Well, now, you see, that's not Christianity, he says. No, that's not Christianity. You want everybody that walks by you see Christ living in you. You want everybody to see it. You want everybody to see you've got something the world can't give and the world can't take it away. You want everybody to see it. Yeah. You don't want to try to hide it. No, because you know by revelation you've been sent here for that purpose. You see, that you want everybody to see Christ in you. You see? All right? He says Christianity has to display its token. See, publicly. Okay? In public life, at the office, on the street, when trouble is around, you want people to see it. When what? When trouble is around. Right now, with all this trouble going on, you know, of course, some of your associates and everything, they may be all getting carried away and all frantic and all this panicky state and all this and everything, but they're going to see such a peace about you. And they may even make statements to you. Aren't you worried about this? No. Not at all. Not all. Anything in church or everywhere else, when things come up in church, the congregation, maybe something happens going on, they'll still see Christ in you. They may see another brother get all wound up and all tucked up under his feathers, you know, and just show his little bit of this, that, and the other shouldn't show. They might see a little sister, so-called to be, and then just stand up to her husband and just put her husband in place, you know, as to say. They might see a little of that too, you know. They might see a little bit about a woman there that they know she isn't in her place. She's the head, not the man. They may see a little of that too, you know. He says here, the blood is the token, and the token must be applied. And he said, it's not. He said, now listen, he said, even the covenant is not in effect if that token isn't on display. That covenant even isn't in effect. I will go into that here a little bit later. I don't know if I will be able to tonight. The blood was a token or an identification. That's what that token is. It's an identification, identifying this person. Let's make it personal. It's identifying me or it's identifying you, okay? That you have been redeemed. Wow. Now, well, notice, he says, they were redeemed before there was anything had ever happened. By faith, they applied the token, see, before it actually happened. The blood was applied by faith, believing that it was going to happen, see. Before that, the wrath of God passed through the land, he says. The blood had to be applied first. It was too late after the wrath had done fallen. So does that mean there's going to be a time it'll be too late for us? Yeah. It'll be too late. Yep. Now we have a lesson there that we could really, he says, maybe bring it to your thought just a moment. He says, look, before it happens, for there is coming a time that when you'll not be able to have any blood applied. There's coming a time you'll not be able to have, but now some just take their good old time about this. They just take it, well, you know, and again, now what would have happened if back in that time of the children of Israel, when God gave them that commandment? Through that prophet, give him that commandment that you put that lamb's blood on that doorpost. You eat that lamb. Eat it with haste. Don't you waste time. Don't you play around. And look at the people today in this message that are playing around and don't even realize it about this Holy Ghost. About this nature being changed in them. About Christ living in them in reality. Look how people just plays with it and toys with it. Yeah. And so easily their little old mouth can say, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and have no identification. But they think because they quit doing a couple things and quit doing a couple things over here, everything's good. One thing about it, friends, when it's true there, you'll receive the word for your day and it will vindicate itself. No maybes about it. It will vindicate itself. That's a serious thing. Because look at all these messages we got. Paul a prisoner. Christ the mystery God revealed. The things he spoke in future home. All these other messages. Oh, it will be fulfilled. And there's no peace, there's no rest, there's no letting down until you know you got it. And it's living through you automatically. Yes, it's not you trying. It's not you hoping to be. But often watch what happens when people have been deceived in thinking they have something. They can take and do maybe the one thing in their life. But it's usually more than that. But you can take one thing in their life, and every time the right trial comes to test that thing that they can't overcome, every time that test trial comes, they fail it. And flesh expresses. Every time. There's no overcoming. Just keep right on doing it. the test comes again. Oh, and they may say, Lord, forgive me, and, you know, I don't want to do that. And they may have to go to somebody and tell them, forgive me for doing that. But you watch. If it ain't really in there, friends, there ain't overcoming either. And overcoming is one of the things he said had to be in our life. The scripture shows it. I know that hurts, and I know sometimes that cuts when people don't overcome. And you can't quit doing the same thing over. But I can't help it. I've got to tell you the truth, whether it hurts you or not. I've got to tell you the truth. Judgment begins in the house of God, friends. Now's the time we can stand and sit there before the Word and see where we're at. You see? Not tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. But look at the people that think they're Christians, think they're believers, and they can't overcome the simplest things in life. They have done it from the time they was old enough to do it to the time they're still doing it. And how many times the Word will tell them, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong, and still keep right on doing it. Is that a new birth? No. You're deceived. You're deceived, friend. And you're getting satisfied within yourself thinking, I'm still a believer, and you can just keep doing that same thing over and over and over and over. Wrong. Sin. It becomes sin. You know to do good. You know what's right. And he that knows to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. It's iniquity. You see? So, you ain't going to pass the Word up. You're not going to outdo the Word. But I'm just here to remind you, you better make sure what you got is the real thing. I've preached it for years, friends. I've renewed your minds. I've exhorted upon it. And there's people saying, and this little few people right here, things in your life you will not overcome. And the Word's been read to you, it's been read to you, it's been read to you, and you still do not overcome. Is it to worry me? Yes, it worries me. Because I know what God's Word says. I know what it says. And I know if you ain't overcoming, you've got a serious problem. You need a genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need a new birth, friends. Yeah. Now you may have your little mind set that I'm this and I'm that, and I've got this and I've got that. Thousands of people, millions of people have that problem today. That's why the prophet said there'd be such very, very, very few. Because some will never see the truth of it. They'll never see the light of it. They'll never overcome the thing of belittling somebody. They'll never overcome the thing of talking about the things you shouldn't even be talking about. You'll never overcome it. You'll never stop lying. No. You'll never stop trying to cover up your sin. Make excuses for your wrong. You'll never stop not being under subjection to your husband. You'll never stop. Never. Think of that. And think how serious these people in Israel, the children of Israel, took it. Because their flesh and blood was going to die. But what about our soul? People were blind to it. I can't get it. It's just as if the soul has no value to it. The soul is the real you, friend. This flesh is going to perish. It'll go back to dust and ashes. Everything about you will. That old spirit in there you was given when you was born is going to disperse. But that soul, friend, soul is what has life. That is you. That is your actions. That is your attitude. That is your drive. That is your ambitions. It's your very desire. It's who you are. For the soul controls the spirit, and the spirit controls the flesh. Didn't I say that?
Amen.
Absolutely. I know a lot of people don't believe it. To this day, they don't believe it. They don't understand it. but it's real anyway. And it's truth anyway. That's why what this thing is on the inside is what you are. Yeah. If you're a doubter of God's word now, you'll be a doubter of God's word then. He said, if you're a hothead here, you'll be a hothead there. Don't worry, you won't be there. Why? Because you didn't have come. Look at the people that's hotheads. Oh, they're not a hothead as long as everything's going just fine and sweet and everything's just as covered with cream. But just when the right situation comes up, watch them blow. Every time. Not just part times. Every time it'll blow. Because it ain't been changed in here. And what's trying to keep it under subjection? Your conscience, your imagination, your reasoning, your memory. All the word says, don't do this. I got to remember not to do that. But there ain't nothing to hold it. If this ain't been changed. You see? But people can't get it. And it's so simple. It's so real. But people can't get it. It's sad. Really sad. And just think. I'm not even getting where I really want to go tonight, but kind of skipping over a lot of things. We're going to go back to it, though. We're going to find it. It's there, friends. It's revelation. It's understanding the word. He says here, time is, my half hour is about gone already. I know it's not easy to sit here under things like this. And it's not easy. Do you think I enjoy doing this? No. I'd much rather not even be up here, honestly. And God knows my heart that's really honestly coming from the inside. I'd rather not even be up here. I wish somebody else had the job and would do the job right. Before that wrath of God passed through the land, the blood had to be applied first. It was too late after the wrath had done fallen. Now we have a lesson there. I guess we're at this. Let's skip on so we save some time. And this is the evening time of the age that we live in. He says, this is the evening time, he repeats. The church. This is the evening time for me. This is the evening time of my message. He said, I'm dying. I'm going. I'm moving out. In the evening time of the gospel. And we've come up through justification and so forth. But this is the time that the token has to be applied. Has to be. I told you last Sunday I had something I wanted to talk to you about. He said, this is it. The time that when you just can't play with it. No. It's got to be done. Why can't people see it's just as serious and maybe more serious than what it was back here in Israel when they had to kill a natural lamb and spread its blood upon the doorpost. They was just, understand what I'm saying, they was just going to lose their firstborn. This, friends, you may burn in hell for 1,000 years, not eternally. But you may burn, I don't know how long. Pain, misery. I was thinking about, you know, I burnt my arm here the other night and how much pain that is. I think, can you imagine burning in a lake of fire? The torture that will be. The torture, the pain, the agony, and no relief. None. None whatsoever. People can't grasp it. They think hell ain't going to be real. They think it's just, oh, that's the same thing he said he's been going to be coming for how many years now? But hell is real. It's real. He says, the time that when you just can't play with it, it's got to be done. He said, if it's ever going to be done, it's got to be done now. So if I sat here, or anybody listens to this, and you can't prove that it's there, you say, well, you'll prove it? Absolutely. And you can't prove it's there, or you don't know if it's there. You better not go to sleep tonight. Because you're not just going to lose a firstborn. You're going to burn in hell one of these days. And of course, yeah. You have to be predestinated seed. I know that. But sometimes it takes the word to shake people sometimes. To shake them out of this terrible age we live in. Terrible age. That's so against God. His ways. All this junk, materialism, people's ways, the filth, sexuality, all this conglomeration and garbage is so against God. How will we ever make it through all this garbage? Through Jesus Christ. Amen. And that alone is the only way you'll make it through. It's got to be done now. Because we can see that the wrath is about ready to pass through the land. And everything from under that token will perish. Do you believe it? Can you see it? The blood has to identify you. I'll read this in closing. Why don't you sisters come up? Paragraph 60. Notice then how he... Now this. Notice I said paragraph 60. This is just the beginning. Paragraph 60. Wow. Notice then how he provided for his promised land people. Notice how he provided for them. Did he not? He told them exactly what to do. The lamb, the blood, told them when to eat the meat with haste and all this, and what wasn't eat, make sure you burn it next morning. He gave them exact instructions that they needed. His people. His people. Look what he did for his promised land people there to be sure that they would not be mixed up in some kind of an ism. There's a lot of isms in this message. Yeah. What did he do? He sent a prophet to them. He sent a prophet, and a lot of people won't even listen to him. They like to listen to the part that tickles their ears. And they can agree with and say amen to it, and it sounds good, and I think I'm a part of that. But they can't catch the reality of it. He sent a prophet to them, Moses, with a message identifying God's word. Did not William Marion Branham do that? And to identify Moses, and to identify Brother Branham, he sent a pillar of fire. Not only once, but many times. Oh my. Can't you take what he says then? He was identified. The things I'm reading to you, he was identified to say these things. Oh my. He sent a prophet to them, Moses, with a message identifying God's word. To identify Moses, he sent a pillar of fire that hung over him. Amen. Then to give them a perfect assurance, oh my, with what I read tonight, do we sit here with a perfect assurance? Do I sit here, oh, I wonder. Remember, he gave the formula for perfect assurance. If you can only accept it, believe it, and have it revealed to you. To give them a perfect assurance, he required a token. To give them a perfect assurance, he required a token. The children of Israel, when they put that blood, they had a perfect assurance. Ah, that death angel is going to pass here. Because God's prophet was identified. That fire hung over him. We know that's God's prophet, and he told us exactly what to do. Can't we accept exactly what he says, regardless how hard it is on our flesh? Amen. Oh my. Regardless of what it takes, the dying out, the mortifying, the crucifying of the flesh. Can't we accept what he says, believe it, and take it into our heart? Oh my. He required a token. There is a messenger. He said, there is the messenger, the message, and the vindication. Same thing it was with William and Mary Branham. There was the messenger, there was the message, and there was the vindication. I have no doubt this is the one God spoke through to tell me exactly what to do and what to get that I could have this perfect assurance. Hallelujah. He says, the vindication and the token, the perfect assurance, he says again, that they had nothing to worry about. No matter how many plagues strike or what everybody else says, they are sealed away. Hallelujah. Oh my. Regardless of what even happens around us, friend. To this day and time we're moving into, that the world's turned upside in at a complete panic state. Friends, do you have an assurance that He'll never leave you nor forsake you? The only way you're going to have that is through that token, friends. That is the only way. Otherwise, you're going to get all caught up in this thing. I'm going to get worried. I'm going to lose all my money. I don't know if I'm going to have a job. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. Oh, my. Have you got a token? Or have you not? Oh, my. No matter how many plagues strike or what anybody else says, they're sealed away. Sealed away. Oh my, I'll quit right there for the night. Friends, the hour is upon us. Amen. Hallelujah. And it has to be now. He didn't say tomorrow. Now. Now. It has to be. Oh my. And I'm not only talking to these young people. You may think I'm talking to these young people. I might be talking to one of them. I don't know. I shouldn't say me because it's not me, but the Holy Spirit. You might be talking to an older one too. That's went years of thinking you really got some because you spoke in tongues. Whoopee. Yeah. Not disrespectful to speaking in tongues. I believe in speaking in tongues. But so many people has took that, they got something when they spoke in tongues. They can't let go of that. It has nothing to do with it, friends. You can speak in tongues till Jesus comes and still be lost. Isn't that what He said? Amen. Oh, yeah. But again, people can't listen to that vindicated prophet, what exactly he said. They still got their ideas about things. Well, I'm going to renew your mind about what really you're supposed to have. Yeah, and what you have to have now. Yes, not tomorrow. And every time I go into this, it's basically like any of the messages. It seems like any time I go into any of these messages again and begin to just dedicate myself to it and just pray and wait on the Lord, you see things much greater than they ever was. Oh my. It's like a Hebrew book Brother Pitts got again, and I've been reading it again. And I've read it before and read it before, you know. And boy, I'm telling you, some things is popping out of that thing. I thought, my, tremendous. It's just so amazing. God's Word is inspired. It's fresh. I don't care how many times you read it or hear it or listen to it. There's just something about it. It's just so fresh, so good. Oh, my. And, you know, and every time you do it, I think, boy, if I just had time to go through every message and just keep right on going, you know. My. If we don't get no work and we have to stay at home, I might have time to do that. Yeah. He said, well, aren't you going to worry? Nope. Not at all. If birds fed God's people, oh, would not they feed us? Oh, that was then. Is it then? God can do anything, friends. And that's the problem. People can't believe God can do anything. Yeah. Oh, my. But He can. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's a great provider. He created all things, friends. Couldn't He not throw a loaf of bread your way? Yeah. Couldn't He not? Absolutely. Oh, my. And I think, as I said, we should do things wisely. Yeah. There's times you see in God through the Scriptures, down in the Old Testament, knew a plague was coming and so forth, and he told the people, told the prophets exactly what to do, get prepared for it, save up, build ready for it, and you'll make it through it. You know, it's common sense. It's being led by the Spirit of God, you know. Yeah. So, amen. Hope this ain't too hard for you. But I hope it makes anyone here that needs this to open your heart to it. Well, one thing for sure about it, I know somebody here needs this, or the Holy Spirit wouldn't have laid it on my heart. We ain't just doing this to just have something. There's plenty of other messages to bring out. But this is what I feel strongly led to go into. And you watch, the Holy Spirit will be there to back it up. Oh, it will, every time, you see. It'll make it come out just the way He wants it to come out. I'm not worried about that either, you see. Because when God does things, He does it right. We just need to learn to yield to Him more. Amen. Praise His name. Let us all stand. I've held you way too long tonight. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we appreciate so greatly Your word, Lord, and so thankful that You sent that prophet in this day. And so many people are just tearing it apart, Lord, of adding to and taking away, taking the seriousness away from it. But Lord, help us not do that. Help us to stay with it 100%. And Lord, be able to see it's for us. It's for me. Lord, open my understanding greater to it. That Lord, we could do everything that would be pleasing to You. Bless us now, Lord. Just again, ask You to watch over us and guide us, Lord, through these troublesome times and through the land and time what's taking place. But Lord, we know You're with us, for You're even in us. How thankful we are of that. And Father, we just trust You'll keep all these diseases and plagues away from Your people, O God. Lord, when I think about it, look what You kept away from the children of Israel as long as they obeyed You. But Lord, the minute they begin to walk away from You, then's when things and troubles begin to happen. But as long as they stay with You, Lord, and stay with that word and follow that pillar of fire, oh my, everything just went exactly the way You wanted it to go. And Lord, we put our trust in You that You'll guide us and lead us now. And Lord, protect those that have to drive home, Brother Pitts, Lord, and just keep them safe. And Lord, again, just help us come back Sunday, Lord, if You should tarry and it be Your will, that, Father, we come back and to listen to Your word and to grow, Lord, in the fullness of the stature of Christ and the unity of the faith. Ask that You grant that, Lord. In Your precious, wonderful name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, I know some of you don't want to shake hands and hug during this time, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. That's fine. So some don't want to do that, so we will do what you want to do. Amen. So we won't touch you. But I'm trusting I'll be like old Moody, though. If an old germ gets on me, it'll die right there. Amen. Now, the devil probably beat on me. But I'm going to tell you, I still got the answer. Amen. I love Him. Do you love Him? Amen. Let's sing a little chorus as we're leaving. There's peace in the time of trouble. Isn't there? Amen. Oh, there is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging. In the shelter of His arm. May the Lord Jesus bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. There is peace.